At the end of a tough week dominated by news of the wildfires, well, a little old-fashioned escapism at the movies sounds pretty good. So what are the critics saying about the new flicks? Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
For you horror buffs wondering what The New Yorker thought of Saw 4, sorry, even though Saw 4 is opening in wide release today, they did not make it available to the critics, so you're just going to have to roll the dice and see how any of the surviving characters from Saw 3 develop more fully in Saw 4. Kevin Bacon and Marcia Gay Harden star in Rails and Ties, which marks the directorial debut of Allison Eastwood, the daughter of Clint Eastwood. A married couple tries to overcome a train accident that threatens to tear apart their relationship.
Over 45 miles per hour.
And the engineer is going to use the emergency brake with cars on the turn. Hundreds of passengers on board.
There's a chance that the train could derail. That's what it says.
Right, that's right.
Well, it's not for sure.
It's a chance I couldn't take.
The nation's critics want to get off at the next stop. Reserved, careful, and largely predictable, sniffs Variety. The Chicago Reader calls Rails and Ties mediocre, and the Village Voice sighs a hackneyed domestic drama. Opening in wide release is the romantic dramedy Dan in Real Life. Steve Carell plays an advice columnist who struggles with his own life trying to be a good father, brother, and son. Juliette Binoche also stars.
No, I'm not going on a date, Mom.
Yes, honey, it's time.
No. Ruthie, pig-faced Draper, Mom, Dad.
Mom, I don't even remember Ruthie, pig-faced Draper. I don't want to go.
Dan's the man is how the critics pretty much feel. A highly agreeable charmer, shouts the Chicago Tribune. Entertainment Weekly cheers a nimble and supple and moving comedy. And Rolling Stone coos blissfully funny and touching. Academy Award-winning director Jonathan Demme has made everything from Silence of the Lambs to documentaries on Neil Young. And this time he turns his nonfiction camera on the 39th President of the United States as he goes on a national book tour with Jimmy Carter, Man from Plains.
The Camp David Conference should be renamed. It was the Jimmy Carter Conference. He worked harder than our forefathers did in Egypt building the pyramids.
The reviews are split on this documentary. Even though The Hollywood Reporter shrugs blandly interesting, Salon.com finds it compelling, and USA Today calls Man from Plains a lovingly rendered, candid, and intimate portrait. Well, since Carter's a Democrat, I wonder if the Republicans will call for equal time at the multiplex. And then in a bizarre, unprecedented move, Bedtime for Bonzo gets re-released in the theaters. And I wonder if that means an animated feature starring Lyndon LaRouche isn't far behind.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.